What time is it?
It's podcast time!
What time is it?
It's podcast time!
What time is it?
Podcast time!
Woo. Yes, time for our podcast, and what a show we have. Not only are we celebrating Brendan Favola being inducted into the Carlton Hall of Fame here, you can hear exclusive content from last night's ceremony. Also, the moment that Rachel from Wallen, so close to winning $1 million.
Had it.
Too close. It'll make you feel sick it was that close.
Mm.
And Fev and I got quite fiery. We have an argument. We don't usually argue, but this one, there was a lot of tension. It was quite tense. We don't agree
say,
on something.
Say it was an argument.
Well, I wanted to like grab your just, head and really
yeah, but I,
shake
I,
it.
I won it, but I just.
I don't know if you won it.
Are you kidding?
Want to start it again?
It felt as if you were arguing about something else. You were yelling about how you feel in life and you just happened to plug that into a chat
I don't think it had anything to do with Kate Middleton.
No, I think it was absolutely to
Nick
do with
Nick and I are on the same side here.
No, what do you think it was about?
At some point you're like, leave me alone. I just need a break.
I need a time. I think the words were, I need a timeout. And that's how you said it.
Oh, is that how I said it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Listen in.
Yes, Leon.
Can you explain what happened to Das with Kate?
Oh, this was so funny. So that was, I'm going to say that was at about 25 past 8.
Seven?
Oh, no, was it 7?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was in our 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
It was about 25 past 7. We talked about the fact that Kate had just been shown, TMZ had shown footage of her and Wills leaving a farmer's market.
And 5 minute explosive argument on air.
At 2 minutes to nine, an hour and a half later, Darcy, our wonderful producer, who we couldn't
Sandra
love
Sully.
Anymore, ran into the studio, almost knocked herself out on the door. She was so excited and said, guess what? Kate's been seen.
I nearly interrupted the $1 million drop moment because I looked up on the TV and I saw her and I was like, oh my gosh. But then I forgot to tell you guys for like 5 minutes.
Okay. And then, so that was very funny. Very funny moment.
Keep listening as well in this podcast. All
Welcome
of that.
Welcome to the Hall of Fame.
Plus an Alpha Bucks answer, 8 a.m. Wednesday, the 20th of March.
See that.
Fev's in the Hall of Fame for Carlton.
Yeah.
If you want to win Alpha Bucks $20,000, there'll be an answer from 8 a.m. on Wednesday, the 20th of March. That's coming up soon.
Charge on in your morning commute. Switch on Fufu, Feb and Nick in your all-new, all-electric Toyota BZ4X. With a new striking and sleek design, charge on in the Toyota BZ4X.
Live from the Fox Studios in South Melbourne. Fifi Box.
I love this. I want all of that.
Brendan Favola.
I don't get it, but it's funny.
Nick Cody.
Took the wind out of those sails real quick.
Are Melbourne's number one breakfast show.
Woo!
Popular Melbourne radio hosts Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
From Melbourne, Australia, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
We are the best city in the world.
Just love Melbourne's
the best.
It just gets you in a good start.
Just makes you laugh.
They are the biggest show in Melbourne.
Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick.
These are the biggest street parties in Melbourne.
People are pumped up. People are up and about.
We're going to Vegas, baby.
Fev's Street Tour.
Where else to go? Lygon Street. Let's go!
Melbourne's our city.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
We're the Jonas Brothers.
Hey, this is Pink.
Yo, what up, it's Macklemore.
Hey, it's Ed Sheeran.
It's Dua Lipa.
Hey, what's up, this is Kid Laroi.
Kylie Minogue.
Hi to all the Fox family.
Tones and I.
I used to listen to Alpha Buck. I played it along in the car.
You've won $100,000!
That is the secret
sauce.
The Foxes, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Wake up with Fifi, Fev and Nick.
It's $1 million week here at the Fox. What a time for you to tune in. Good morning, Fifi, Fev and Nick. Hello.
Good morning. What a morning it is.
Walking around the best city in the world right now are 5 millionaires in waiting. Welcome to the Foxes $5 million week. This is potential millionaire number two.
Rachel from Wallen.
Yes.
Mother of six.
Yeah.
Twin sister who, again, missed out on being here but tried about 300 times to call through to the Fox.
Yeah.
Brenda, your older sister, is standing here with you.
Yes, thank
you. You were faced with this incredible vault behind us. There were 100 gold doors. You chose number 14.
Yes.
I have the envelope in my hand. We're about to find out whether or not this envelope has $1 million
Are you ready, Rach?
Yes, please.
Here we go. I'm so nervous for you. Rachel from Wallen.
Yes.
You've won $2,000!
$2,000! Oh, she's like,
that's so exciting. That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
That was intense. That was a lot.
Let's go to our adjudicator. What is it? What number? Oh, here.
Lynn can tell us. Here you go, Daniel. What number was it in? What door? Don't say 19.
It's number 19.
Oh, no.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. I said it.
19. Yeah, I should have went with my son's birthday.
Oh my God.
Sorry, Zachariah.
Oh my God. That has made me feel sick. That has made me feel sick.
To give that context, so yesterday on the show we had comedian Geraldine Hickey, and she guessed it would be 19. Yeah. And then when we spoke to Rachel this morning, she said 19 was originally the number I was going to
just
pick.
So there's no smoke and mirrors. This was behind number 19.
I can't believe
that. $1 million.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, I actually can't believe that. That's scary. That's psychic stuff.
I think I may have said to you earlier today,
don't feel worse. It's $2,000, Rach. Yeah, you enjoy, honestly. Right. And what a great experience in the millionaires.
Brenda's filthy.
Oh, wow. That's actually terrifying that's happened because... You know, I now believe in superstitions.
Yeah, all our bosses are gone, thank God.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'll let you go home and take that and give it to your son for his birthday.
Flowers. We want to make you're still a millionaire in our eyes, Rach.
Let's talk about Geraldine Hickey picking yesterday.
We need to call her and tell her.
Picking 19. We need to call her.
Thank you.
That was insane. Well done,
it's the
Rach.
19th. It's a son's
today
birthday.
Today is the 19th.
And it's 19 degrees outside. Oh, in the traffic, they said 19. There's 19 everywhere.
You're sounding like Taylor Swift now. It's all a lot of numbers.
101.9 The Fox.
We're still recovering the millionaire moment this morning. Rach from Wallen. What a wonderful woman. And was going to pick the number 19. At the last minute went, no, I've had a dream. I think I'm going to go 14. And it was behind the door. 19. It's a lot. And on that note, let's welcome our next guest to the studio, our very good friend, Andy Lee.
I saw Rach on the walk out.
In her robe with her champagne.
It's tough. It's a tough walk, isn't it?
It's going to be a tough.
What'd you say, you weeks?
You want a dimmy, mate?
You want a dimmy?
I make dimmies.
That can solve everything. I promise you that, Coates. It can solve everything.
We have to talk about this because I've known you a very long time. And when I knew that you had a new venture, I heard whispers, Andy's doing something. I'm like, oh, what's this going to be? Honestly, I would have been a one in a 40 billion chance of never guessing this.
It's harder than picking the locker. the $1 million behind.
One in 100 would have been zero.
Your new venture is Dimmies and Tinnies. Dims.
Now we're talking.
Well, a few mates and I, this has been going for 4.5 years. Like, you know, they say they put a lot of research and development into golf balls. And obviously, you know, Elon Musk has been mucking around with trying to get space ships into space. This, I reckon, has had more dedication. We... 4 years ago, we were mucking around, we were having a dimmy, and we're like, oh, these are great, but wouldn't it be good to have a premium dimmy? And so we flew out a chef from New York, and then he started working on the recipes.
Was that the 4.5 years explaining to an American why we eat dimmy? <Yeah. laughs> So, sorry, why am I here?
And then it's quite a procedure because the minimum run... So we did that, and you do a lot of hand-packed ones, and you get the right ingredients, you're happy. But then we ended up did a deal with Marathon Dim Sims, the biggest dim sim, the best dim sims. And the minimum run is 8,000. So you want to make sure it's right. And then you have to wait till they're frozen because they taste different after they're frozen. So, you know, we had a trial, and we're like, oh, it's not quite right. Went again, and you have to wait 6 weeks while they're frozen, then you come out, and now they're great. Now, the guys had gone back to America. I took 40 of these things home and put them in my freezer for the next time when they were back out. And I gave Beck one. The guys returned from America and I've gone to the freezer. There was 3 left.
Oh.
And I said to Beck, where are the dim sims? She goes, are they important?
Yes.
They were meant to be supplied for the guys to taste them when they get out. So they've had
nothing
a half
else
each.
To eat in the quest.
Beck's, we're still there, by the way. Had to check out this morning. We mucked up the dates. I thought it was till next Wednesday. So my car's full of all my stuff here.
Oh, my God. That's the best. Are you doing all right, mate?
Are you okay?
All your clothes are in the car. You're trying to sell dimmies. It paints a bleak
dimmies
picture.
And tinnies.
So we're going to start. I mean, we don't have a shop or anything, but dimmies and tinnies. If you're in Melbourne from
food truck or something?
Thursday, we've parked a little food truck
at
the car park at the London Tavern on Lennox Street in Richmond.
Oh, great spot.
And Thursday to Sunday, we'll be selling dimmies and tinnies.
Have you got tinnies? You got beer?
Yeah, but we don't have, like, just, I mean, do you want to throw yours in the
mix? Mate, I could give you, what do you want? I'll give you 50 slabs for nothing if you want.
Well, there you go.
Fev, I've got dimmies at home.
I could give you 50 slabs of draft or 25 of draft and pale ale if you want.
Absolutely, of course we want.
And he's going to sell them and make a profit.
Yeah, that's okay.
Do you know how business works?
That's okay.
So dimmies and tinnies, you come past, have a dimmy and a tinny.
Can I talk about these dimmies? Because I love a dim sim and I'm all about the fried. You can keep your steamed. Please tell me these are fried.
There's fried, but I actually prefer steamed.
No.
Is there a...
Yeah, we did it on the 100 and more people prefer steamed.
No, I don't believe it.
Country's gone a pot.
Yeah. Is there a Siamese one?
What do you mean?
In the dimmy?
Oh, the one that when they're connected.
Yeah.
I don't know
what you're talking about.
I think Fev's guessing some ingredients.
Fev is like winking at me like I'm trying to pick up on some...
Most say there's... There's kids in the car. I don't want to talk about chopped up cows.
I don't even know what you mean.
That's not what Tim Sims are about.
No, it's not.
We've got a chicken and sweet corn. Never been done before.
Yeah, keep going.
We've got traditional pork.
Yes.
And we're working on a beef and black bean.
Oh, nice.
What was your first one again? Chicken and corn.
Chicken and sweet corn.
They're
the ones that Beck just demolishes.
I didn't even know you could have a chicken dim sim.
We didn't either, but we've done it.
And sweet corn soup the other night. And I haven't had one of them for a long time. So that in a dimmy.
Because I think part of the beauty of a dim sim is not knowing what's in it and
100%.
Not caring.
It's like a sausage.
It's the only food I'll go, no, I've no idea what this is, but I'll eat it.
That's a nice idea. We should say, because often I assume the people tending the van this week will go, would you like the pork or dim? But you can go, you should just go mystery.
Yeah, mystery dim sim.
They're all the mystery. You're not meant to know. It's like Jägermeister. Just enjoy.
Now, we did mention the 100 too.
100's back on tonight.
Yes.
Andrew Gaze is facing the 100.
Oh,
finding out how many people know who he is.
Oh, wow.
It's always a daunting moment.
It is for someone who was really famous for a while, particularly sports people, because you're so big for a decade.
And then you're gone like Fev. No one has any idea who you are.
I'm not quite sure if you saw what happened yesterday, bro, but I am a big deal at the minute. Got a statue down in Webb Street.
We put a statue up of him in Narre Warren.
I am humming.
It doesn't count if you make your own statue or have friends. Well, have friends to make your own statue.
Yeah, well, it's still there. Yeah. At the end of the day, it is still there.
Yeah, it's his moment.
Andrew Gaze, we asked, have you not deserved, have you won something we're not really deserved?
Yeah, his NBA title. He won one for the Spurs.
Really?
He sat on the bench.
Yes, he played 2 minutes total for the season and has an NBA ring.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got the ring.
He's got a ring. That's amazing. He was part of it. Yeah. He was part of it. Big Gazy.
Big 2 minutes.
Sophie Monk's on, Kate Langbrook, and a comedian from New Zealand called Guy Williams.
Excellent.
Oh, right. Tonight. Second last episode.
What time?
It's just after Mass, so however long they argue,
however long they argue for,
we'll just come on after that.
You re-signed again for 100?
We have, actually.
Oh, you're back! That's, well done.
Last night.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah, two big things happened.
There's a lot of, like, you know, that's you, the 19 before with Rachel from Waller, and now you've just guessed that, and it happened last night.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like soothsaying.
Can you be honest with me? Is the food truck on the weekend, is it your car?
Andy Lee, thank you, mate. We'll see you on the 100 tonight.
Guess a number for tomorrow.
Ooh.
For our $5 million drop.
One to 100.
First one that came to mind is 87.
My birth year. There we go.
Travis Kelce.
Is it?
That was my guess the first day.
It's
87.
It's also the most unlucky number in cricket.
Is that right?
Yeah, it is. Oh. That's when most people go out.
13 away from 100.
Yeah.
Strange stat
to
know.
So we want to turn that
around. They reckon most people go out at 87. Is that right? The most... Something like that. I think that's why it's unlucky.
I mean, you say that enough, people will believe it.
100%.
Andy Lee, thanks for your time this morning.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Big day, night,
big
yesterday
night. Yes,
for
it was a big day.
Brendan Favola.
Emotionally draining it was.
I bet it was. You are now officially inducted into the Carlton Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I was a bit nervous walking up the escalators into the Palladium where the last time I represented Carlton at one of those functions was the Brownlow. So I hadn't had my Hall of Fame gong yet, so there was still time to stuff it up.
Can we just relive that moment, Fev, if you don't mind?
Oh. Pressure point! What a night. What a night that was.
What a night.
At least I remember last night. It was a great night. Family, it was all there, all cult supporters, all the team, old past players that I played with. So it was there. It was a very special night. So,
well,
it wasn't televised,
so we missed a lot of it. But James Blake, senior producer, this morning he's a millionaire escort, which is he's definitely going up in the world.
Yep.
But he was there and he was able to capture some audio. So here are some highlights from your big speech last night.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Brendan Favola.
What an honour to be part of this great club in the first place, and then to be named as a Hall of Famer. I was just so honoured.
You thoroughly deserve it, mate. You absolutely do.
You know, I come from a pretty humble background. Narre Warren, got a statue there, guys. You want to go down and look at it before it gets wrecked, because it is in Narre Warren. I don't know how long it's going to last. I remember running out my first game at the MCG against Collingwood, and I'd never heard a roar like it. And then that famous song comes on, the Carlton theme song, and something happens to your body, and the blokes in the room who have experienced that would understand, and the people in the that sit in the crowd would understand to an extent.
By gee, you have packed in some living.
Here we go. Dennis always said you've got to have some strings to your bow, Richo.
By gee, do you have some strings?
We've got two world records, which is interesting. That was Rob Gronkowski's record where he caught a gridiron ball from the sky. He caught it at 170 metres, and I said on radio like an idiot, that can't be that hard. And it wasn't. I've got another world record for something else on radio, which is good. So,
you've got your own beer?
I do. I've got my own beer there, Everyday Australia. Get out and get it. who would have ever thought I'd own my own beer, right? I drink enough of it, so I thought I might as well own a beer company, which is going well.
Some thank yous, mate. Take it over.
Oh, my God, I'm going to get emotional here. Mum, you gave up a lot when I was a kid. You quit your job to drive me around everywhere when I had to be at different places for footy. And Dad, you didn't know much about footy. I do remember going to watch Dad play the Narre Warren Twos. He never played footy before. He sat on the bench for three quarters. He ran on. They kicked him the ball and it hit him in the head. So he wasn't much of a footballer, but he did coach me in the under-10s because no one else wanted to coach. And to this day, it was the only best and fairest I ever won. So thanks, Dad. To my brother, Jace, I know it's been hard having a brother that played footy, but my brother's a firefighter. He saves lives every day, and I'm proud of him. Thank you to my family, to my wife, Alex. God. I said to her when I took her back, if she stuffs up again, she's done. We have been on a big journey. We've been together for over 20 years now. I remember when I was in Yarrawonga and I was balls deep in debt, had no money. We weren't together. She was paying my rent in Yarrawonga, paying for the car that I was driving, and we weren't even together. She supported me through everything, and I actually don't know where I'd be without you. So I love you. Thank you for everything you've done for my footy career. I love our fans. I love our footy club, and I'm so honoured to be a Carlton Hall of Famer. Thank you.
Wow. Beautiful. What a beautiful moment, a beautiful night.
Makes me emotional now. It was a beautiful night because you'd look at all the fans, and the fans are the backbone. I said that last night of the footy club, and, you know, I loved our fans, and we didn't have much to cheer for, you know, through most of my career because we weren't very good. But I loved kicking goals and loved watching the fans get up and about. And I suppose with the family, because you don't really see the players' families, and Mum did give up her job when I was really young. She had a really good job in the city, and I had to go to places for training. So we used to train down the peninsula. We trained at Dandenong. I couldn't get there And mum quit her job and she ended up cleaning like toilets for a job just to put food on the table for us because she wanted me to succeed. So the sacrifices that your family go through, and you'd all get it when your kids get a bit old and you drive tricks to horse riding and then ballet and stuff. And it takes a lot of time and you've got to be devoted to your kids. And, you know, I wouldn't have been able to have the footy career that I had without mum and dad sacrificing that. So it's good. And I did say, because I was such an idiot, I won't swear, in my footy career, I left Carlton, didn't get a last game, didn't get a send-off, didn't go to the best and fairest because it was just after the Brownlow. Then I went to Brisbane, didn't get a last game, didn't get invited to the BNF, got sacked, and then the AFL never gave me a lap of honour. At the, you know, all retired players go around the ground for a lap of honour. Never got one of them because they didn't want me to do it. So I never really got a send-off that every other player has and gets to speak to the players beforehand. So I said to the girls before we went down to the Palladium, this was my retirement. This is like saying thank you because my parents and my family never got that chance to see or hear me do my last speech or my last game. So I was so grateful I got to do that in front of them because I never got the chance to because of what I did back in when I was silly boy. So it was I was really, really, really emotional and it was just good to say goodbye and thank all the fans and my family, which was really cute. It was good.
It
was something I'll never forget. And I got that forever now, which is cool.
Now that you're never going to play football again because you said that last year.
Yeah, I'm just going to walk around with the hoff on my back.
Definitely not ever playing football again.
Never play footy again?
Never play footy again.
No, I retired.
Okay.
Retired, but if anyone wants to pay some cash for a game, send me a DM.
It is Fifi Fevenier.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Let's talk about this. Let's chat royal family.
Oh, that might need an update. I don't think we've played it since June was last year.
I'll re-record that
We may need that amended. Now, royal family.
Yes.
Gee, there's been so much over the last few weeks. This Kate Middleton thing is actually officially out of control.
Oh, mate.
And it's a really interesting one because it drew out, obviously, it started with the surgery, abdominal surgery she had at Christmas time. Then it was, everyone was realising we haven't seen her for like 3 months. And people, even doctors are waning, going, we can't think of a surgery that would make you bedridden for that long. Like most people would be up and about. So then the conspiracy theories started. Then the weird Photoshop photo that the royal family, that Kate put out, and then Kate admitted.
Sorry, what?
I said that she put out, that then she admitted that she'd Photoshopped, and then it just even got weirder and weirder, and it's just constant conspiracy theories.
Nutshell. Surgery, hasn't been seen, affair, death of Will's friend.
Oh, yeah.
Mate, didn't go to the funeral, Photoshop, there's pictures of her now on TMZ, she looks like a rake.
Well, this was the one I wanted to bring up.
Is that her?
Only yesterday they said Kate was spotted at a farmer's market, but there was no photo. So we're like, hang on, you can't just say she was seen out and about without anything.
That would be the, I think everyone would be quick on the phone. Or just everyday people. If I saw Kate Middleton, I'd get my phone.
You're going to get your phone out. Well, now, only like an hour ago, TMZ have released footage of what looks like Wills and Kate walking out of a farmer's market with shopping bags. It doesn't look like. Yeah, but then we're so used to seeing her when she's, you know, hair and makeup for events. That could just be her walking.
Could be.
I'm sure it is.
It's a cover-up, Boxy.
Why wouldn't you just come out and say, I'm fine.
Do what the Queen did and get in front of the camera and go,
well, no,
hello.
See, I'm going to defend this. England. So the royal family, particularly the Queen, and I do miss her. She was just wonderful.
She was the bomb.
She lived by the mantra, never complain, never explain. And I actually believe that. Part of me goes, and there are now sources or friends of Kate who are coming out and saying, she's fed up. She doesn't want to explain herself. She doesn't feel like she has to. She's just, it's none of anyone's business.
She knew what she
married into. And I actually agree. Whatever is going on in her life, whether it's personal, whether it's mental health or it's physical health, it's actually nobody's business.
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
It's ours.
No, but it's not our business.
Yeah, but that's their life they're in. They're part of our. They run our country.
Yeah, but I would argue they do what they. Well, I think in terms of public duties, they do their bit and they come out. And that's what they just came out and said. Kate won't be doing any formal duties till I think after June.
But don't you think they.
It was after Easter.
But can't she say that?
Don't you think. So Kate knew she was marrying in. Yeah. I've watched the crowd. Her mum put her in all the different schools that Wills was at. So they manifested it. She's there. She knew what she's buying into. And as the part of the Commonwealth and the future king and queen of the Commonwealth, they are obliged to come out and tell us what is happening.
Well, hang on a second. As a human being, if she is going through something personal that's incredibly personal, whether it's a health problem, it could be marital problems, it could be psychological problems.
Charles has come out and said he
had
cancer.
She's a human being and she can absolutely decide to tell people or not tell people.
I don't think they
and
had
maybe
that
the abdominal surgery was a lie or a cover for something else that's going on.
And I agree if that was you or me or Nick or Josiah, but she is a queen in waiting.
No, she's a human. I don't care.
She's on the public dime forever.
Yeah, but she doesn't have a job. She's allowed to have personal lives.
She chose that. They don't have a personal life. They don't have it. That's why Harry's nicked off. No, doesn't want it.
Then vote for the Republic. Just get rid of it. Be done with it.
It's not us. It's them. Harry and Meghan said, I don't want to be part of it. Boom. See you later. Go do Oprah.
But hang on. Give back your Sussex and your emblem, but they're not happy to give that up, are they?
They want to be part of it. They don't want to be a public...
She wants to be part of it. Who's to say she doesn't want to be part of it? She might love her role.
Explain to us Commonwealthians.
Have you ever... Now, I'm speaking to someone who quite openly talks about having had mental health problems. Yeah. If she's had mental health problems, she may still want to be the queen.
But
she may still
want
to be married to Will.
I had it before it was cool.
She may just want some time out, like I do right now. Just some time out.
No, but we can.
It's okay.
We can have a time out. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want because you're Fiona Box.
Well, I'm supporting her right to have time out.
No, but if she's got a mental problem, hey, come out and help the other people that have got a mental problem because people look up to her.
Maybe she can't even look after herself right now and her children, let alone all the public that want her to be their spokesperson.
Well, she probably shouldn't have had an affair.
She did it. That's your theory.
Can I throw one more thing at you first?
Oh, yeah. Finally, the voice of reason.
This is your time
Josiah.
To do a timeout.
The flags are at half mast right across the UK. A lot of them are right now, and those horses went past, which means there's been a death as well.
Okay, I told you that. Just to really throw a curveball in, the Czech Republic this morning sent a tweet saying King Charles had died.
Yeah.
So that has spent the whole world's gone nuts over that. Now they've obviously come out and corrected it. Of course he's alive. Maybe they saw all the flags at a half mast and assumed that he died. You can't never assume people have died.
Yeah, well, we all do.
Had to throw that in there. Oh, it's Fifi Fevernick. We'll keep you updated right here at The Fox.
Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.
Time to give you an answer for Alpha Bucks. 8 a.m. Wednesday, March 20th. The letter is the letter Y.
Oh, God.
Yacht.
And the question is a game.
Yahtzee!
Nice.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, this is very exciting because we love this man and we love that he works on our radio network, The Fox. He's in the afternoon with our beautiful friend Carrie. It is Carrie and Tommy's Tommy Little. Hey, Tommy.
Good morning, legends. And I don't mean to shock you too much, but I'm here for business.
At 7 o'clock in the morning. No, past seven. Now, Tommy, we need to talk about this because I've actually also spoken to Carrie about it. The roast of Tommy Little, which is for one night only. It's on Tuesday, March 26th at the Comedy Theatre. I've got people asking me if I can get them tickets. The only way to get tickets is to register at fox.com.au. But separate to that, like, Tommy, the fact that you're even letting this happen to you. See, this is like my worst nightmare. Oh, I hate roasts. How are you letting this happen?
You're saying I'm letting it happen. As you know, I have no say in anything that happens on our show. I'm not letting anything happen. Carrie just said it's happening. And so I said, okay. And when I said I'm here for business, I need to fully paint the picture. My business attire at this time of the morning is a hoodie on and nude from the waist down. Nah. So I've porky pigged into the office and I'm ready to go.
So you had no say in this, Tommy.
carriage just pointed you where to go and you're
sounds
going.
Sounds like our show.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It does, doesn't it?
Absolutely. My vibe for life has always been find a successful woman and hold on. And that comes with its ups and downs. I've made a great living over the past few years doing the radio show with Carrie, but sometimes you've just got to do things that she makes happen. And she's been surprising me with roasters. They've been great so far. She managed to secure, and how's this for a get, my ex-housemate and comedian Luke McGregor.
Oh,
and
she managed to
lock him down.
He'd have some stories.
Yes, completely. She also got the great Adam Gilchrist. So Gilly's going to be
that's
there.
That's a great get.
Yeah. Yes.
Comedic genius.
He'll be able to fly in on his ears.
I mean, he did say he's heard all the ears jokes. So I'll put that to the test. I don't know about that.
don't use that, Tommy.
But I guess also with those ears, of course he's heard them all, even if they're in different suburbs.
boom, boom.
I'm taking the reins because obviously it is my nearest and dearest. And I started comedy many moons ago with a man that Fev and Fee, you know very well, and I don't think it would be a roast without this man included. And this could backfire because he might say no. I know he works during breakfast hours and we can't all be sitting here nude from the waist down with a hoodie on. And the roast is happening at night. But my dearest of friends, one Nick Cody, would you please, it would be my honour if you could join the roast and roast me.
Mate, it would be an honour to avoid bath time next Tuesday and go and drink with you.
Yeah!
That's amazing.
I'm getting to roast you and Adam Gilchrist.
That is great. Usually on my show, when something like that happens, we hit an applause button and there is a fake audience that clap. And I noticed you didn't. There we go.
Mate, it's going on.
Hey, Tommy, just to put you on the spot, Nick, what would you come up with now? Just give him a little roast for breakfast radio. Just a little sweetener.
I think this is why I've been invited. Nothing I want to say can be broadcast on radio.
No. Here's the thing, bro. It's a safe space. We are only picking bits that go to air. Go hard as you want. Nothing, and I mean
so
nothing,
right here, Nick.
Is off limits.
Nothing off limits. Oh, this is beautiful. Now, and Fee's nervous about it, but Tommy, can you explain?
I said go hard as you want, and as someone who's been married for years, that'll be a change for you.
Oh, bang.
Can I go semi-hard occasionally?
yeah, just when
that's
you see
more my pace.
A woman in the distance.
Tommy, can you explain to Fee? Because I think Fee just thinks everyone's getting up, giving you grief and
it's
walking
mean.
Away. Everyone gets a go. We all roast each other. And Tommy gets to get up at the very end.
Sounds like my sort of roast.
Yeah, and also we all know what it is and we're all there for it to be funny. The only thing, because I've had a couple of comics call me and say, do you mean it when everything is on the table? And I said, yeah, of course. The only thing that will offend me on the night is if it's not funny.
I did speak to Tommy on Sunday at the basketball Fee, and he came up and said, he was actually my photographer for the day. He was taking a lot of photos for me.
That's true.
But Tommy said,
that would be
the greatest thing that's ever happened to me, getting a roast. And I'm going, what do you mean? I don't think I could cop that, getting hammered by your mates.
Surely, that's it.
Yeah, but we just roast each other in the dunnies. Like,
does anyone ever cry?
I mean, in the showers. In the showers, I mean.
Can we say, just focus on, we just roast each other in the dunnies?
I meant the showers. You know, when you're in there and you're all showering.
I don't think
and you're
the
like,
shower makes it better.
Yeah, no. Because you're all in there nude and you'd be like, someone walks in with just a little pinky. You'd be like when Nick walked
in. One bloke in front of you, one bloke behind you. Yeah. I get it, but this is different.
It's a different roast.
This is a comedy roast.
Oh, I was thinking a different row. Sorry, Tommy.
Yeah, no. That's fine. I get it. I do get it.
But they are the best nights. And my wife is horrified by roasts. I've been lucky enough to do some before. And, she's like, how do you say this about your friend? They get to say stuff back. That's why it's
fun.
But
isn't that mean? Like just mean things about your friend and they say mean things back at you? Doesn't that hurt?
Comedian Tom Ballard once in a roast.
Oh,
great comedian. He said to me, Nick's wife, Lucia, what an amazing woman. How did she marry him? She's the first person at a wedding not to read vows, but a victim impact statement. And it's, that was 6 years ago, and I laugh about it every day.
Well, Tommy, okay, Nick, you're on board. This is great.
Oh, and, I'm so excited.
We're trying to get tickets to get there. If you want to go and see the roast of Tommy Little for one night only, it is next Tuesday at Comedy Theatre. You can win tickets at fox.com.au. But also, Tommy Little, you have your Melbourne International Comedy Festival show.
I do. Unfortunately, unlike the roast, that is a money can buy experience. And all you have to do is purchase tickets to that. It's called Tommy Little Has a Regular Sized Deck.
Oh, I get that.
It's fun for Kiwis to say.
If you want tickets, comedyfestival.com.au. Hey, Tommy, we'll speak to you, the Savo from 3 as well.
Are you on, the Savo?
On the Savo, I will have pants on by then. Don't you worry about that. And Cody, my great man, I will see you at the roast.
See you next week.
Tommy Little, thanks, mate.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Last night, it was the Carlton Hall of Fame ceremony. And our very good friend, Brendan Favola, is now officially a Carlton Hall of Famer.
Only 82 people.
Now, a couple of things. One, you're here. Like, I didn't think you were coming in today.
Yeah, I'm
You're at Crown having a big night. You drove. Like, I assumed you would. Aren't you staying at Crown?
Yeah.
Did you just get an Uber?
Mate, it literally took like a minute to get here. I was like,
Hold on, sorry. You drove here from Crown?
Yeah.
It would have been quicker to walk here, I think.
Know.
Getting out of the car park. And
nah, I told him to get the car up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the car was already there.
You seem to have slept well. You don't seem hungover. Yeah. You look well rested. I'm confused.
It's a bit like, Fee, when you get married and it's a wedding and it's all about you and you don't really get to enjoy
the night
because everyone's coming up. There was 1,000 people, so you're getting photos and you're talking. You're literally getting photos the whole time. So I didn't really have many beers. So I was in bed a bit late because it obviously finished late and took a while for the adrenaline to go down when I was in bed. But yeah, I'm fresh. I feel good.
You are.
It was a big night, which was good.
That's great.
Yeah, it was fun.
Now, JB went there because he's a little Carlton fan. Sorry, why do I say little all the time?
Because he's a small man.
Is he?
He didn't even wear a tux last night.
Height?
What has he got a tux on for?
Oh, because he's about to head out.
He didn't have one on last night.
He's getting in the stretch hummer and he's going to pick up our potential millionaire this morning.
It looks grouse.
Now, JB, you spoke to a few people beforehand.
Yeah, so I was able to go backstage. I didn't know this. Crown has rooms where there are windows to the outside and you can see daylight. And that is the green rooms where the performers go, because a surprise performance from Anthony Kalia was teed up, and I wanted to get some insight as to what he was planning to do.
Ooh. He actually said, he goes, oh, I actually wanted you to sing, and I went, no, you didn't. You wanted Tones and I, but you couldn't afford her.
So what are you singing for him?
No, literally, he just said in his text, can I say in his text? He goes, not the prayer.
No, I did.
What did he sing?
He sung Titanium.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great song. No, because I actually rang Anthony a couple of weeks ago or a while back to get him to sing, and he didn't answer my call. I rang him like 5 times, didn't answer. And I'm like, what the hell's going on here? Anyway, he messaged me like the night before and said, I'm singing. I know it's embargo, but good luck. Congratulations.
Got through to him. You didn't know he was singing.
No, I didn't know he was singing. Until he told me yesterday, but I did ask Tones, but she was traveling, and then he was the last one left. He said something. I said I wanted him to sing Hall of Fame, and he said because someone already sung that at the start, which I didn't know. And he goes, "No, they've asked me to sing a couple of other songs," and I said, "Please, just don't sing the effing prayer." And then he wrote back, ha ha, and Tim Campbell goes, yes, please don't. I'm sick of it because we're in like a group text together. But he was amazing. Jesus, got a beautiful voice. So that was a nice surprise because I think Luke Sayers, who's the president of the Carlton Footy Club, who we had in yesterday, he's best mates with Anthony.
Is that right?
They're really close, yeah. Tim.
Anthony's Carlton, isn't
he? No, he's Essendon.
Is he Bombers?
I don't think he really barracks for it.
No.
Right.
But I think he's maybe an Essendon man.
I was at Fev's house a couple of years ago for the grand final. And Anthony at halftime said, finally, it's over.
Yeah. I don't think he watched one bit of the grand final. No. He just sat there and drank scotch at the end of the table and didn't even know the footy was on.
Mm.
We've got to find out more about it later on. We've got some audio to play as well.
Oh, God. Hopefully they play my speech because I don't
I think
like,
we've got grabs from it, haven't
I
we,
I don't
JB?
Like to pump my tyres up, Fiona. I'm a humble man.
You nailed
holy
it.
Holy shitballs, Batman. That was amazing.
Well, before 7 o'clock, we're going to be joined
by
Husey.
I've literally had people from the I've had people from Canberra, like elbows people saying, man, can you be the writer? Like,
right.
You nailed it.
Did you mention us?
I did mention work.
You
not
did
work.
Towards because it was mainly focused on the footy career, and then right towards the end, it was like, yeah, and our world records were talked about.
Yeah, they were there. The world records were talked
names
about.
Names were names mentioned or just work?
No.
No.
Well, the thing is with a.
Did he mention Fifi or Nick or Josiah?
It was Feb's night.
Oh, no, of course it was.
No, the thing with the Hall of Fame at Carlton is it's about. Carlton.
I
didn't mention Yarrawonga or any of that stuff because it's got nothing to do with Carlton.
Brisbane.
Fair enough.
And when I was playing footy at Carlton, I didn't work at the Fox.
No, exactly. So
that
we're
was just
irrelevant.
All about that stuff.
No, I get it.
Did I talk about Brisbane? No, because Vossy was in the room. It's a bit awkward.
Well, Vossy actually didn't. JB, didn't you catch up with Vossy?
Oh no, did you?
Yeah, I tried. He's a bit of an intimidating bloke. Basically, what I was trying to say to him was,
roast me.
Well, how do you feel now, man? Like, you sacked him from Brizzy. How does this feel?
Can we hear it? Yeah. Here it is.
Oh, no, it didn't.
I think you've got to, in some stages, you've got to compartmentalise your career. And, you know, like at the end, I didn't get the best version of Fev, and there's a whole lot of reasons for that. But, you know, what was still real is what we saw in him. But what you can't take away from Fev is what he's done here and, you know, what he's meant to the Carlton Football Club and the supporters.
Ah, thanks, Michael. He was a Carlton supporter as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, so he's actually a Carlton man. And then he went over to Brisbane and then he's come back to my club. And then I went to his club and he got rid of me at his club. And then now we're together.
Did you do your joke there? I remember we worked on it yesterday.
I thought about it, but I opened up with with a belter.
Oh, really?
So I got the crowd going. I had the gag that Nick said. What I did was I wrote on a piece, you know, a crown when you stay there, they've got those little
notepad.
I just had a few little jots down there on the notepad.
Yeah, dot points.
And at
the
top, I had Nick's gag about the Brownlow right at the top. And then I had Vossy sacking me at rehab, and now we're both in here together.
Yeah, second gag.
Ha-ha.
Good stuff. Yep.
And I opened up with something else. And
what did you open with?
I spoke about mum and dad, and then Jace. I spoke about the board and everyone saying thank you. For inducting me and the president, and then I spoke a bit about mum, and then I got Jace, and everyone was a bit teary. And then I started with Alex, and I said, at the end of the day, I've taken her back, and if she F's up again, she's gone. And then that was done.
Well done.
And
that
I was
is
like,
my favourite.
Hey,
Husey's joining us before 7. He's a diehard Carlton fan. He's going to tell us how your speech went down as well. We'll ask him.
101.9 The Fox.
Husey Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's Husey Tuesday, or is it Favola Tuesday? Because it's still all about the great man, the Carlton Hall of Famer, and Husey, you were there last night at Crown.
I was one of the 1,000 people who will be able to say they were there for one of the greatest speeches of all time.
Brandon
Favola brought the funny, he brought the poignant, he brought it all. It all came together for Fev. I don't know, how long had you been working on that speech, man?
It was off the cuff, pretty much.
That was, it was just, I don't know.
He was asking us post-show yesterday, should I be funny, you know?
Well, he was.
Or should I be earnest? And
he
I'm
was.
Like, you can be both.
He was everything.
Wow.
I've seen quite a few of those type of speeches, and I think that might be number one.
Oh, wow.
Bam, that's his 100th. That was 100, man.
I was a bit like a man, I was saying to the guys out there, Fiona. I was just a young kid standing at the pond with a bit of breadcrumbs and all the ducks just kept coming up and feeding. I was sprinkling magic dust everywhere.
He really was. He was. And it was like he was getting big laughs, big laughs. Yeah. And they were coming from unexpected times. Yeah.
What were some of the best?
Oh, I can't remember now, to be honest, but I need to
speak. What do you call a Greek necrophiliac? Did you do it?
No. It was in the moment.
It was in the moment, but it went through the journey of his career, right back from the start when he was a young, what year 11, weren't
year
you?
Year 11, yes.
Year 11.
Yeah.
And Geelong should have drafted him, but they didn't for some reason.
Gave Peter Street a whack.
Yeah, so he gave the guy who got drafted his place a whack, who's now a policeman.
He's a police officer, yeah. Right. I said, just be careful, he's a police officer.
In Melbourne, or...?
Yeah, he's in Melbourne.
All right, we'll give it up to all the police.
Yeah,
Peter Street
made my brother cry, which was good.
Oh, he talked about his brother being a firefighter and how his brother does real work and that Fev doesn't do real work. So, I mean, he was being very humble.
Oh, that's very sweet.
No, it was. No, he doesn't believe that. Fev, he does the real work.
Just fed the mass what they wanted, Fiona.
Wow.
That was a big night. Hey, yeah, big night. You know what? That was a big night, Husey, and I wanted to bring this
Joe,
up. With
actually,
you.
Before we get, we can I stay on the night? There was an auction that me and Fev are going for.
I saw that.
Yeah,
and I left before the auction. Do you know?
I didn't hear.
Are we
did it get passed in or not?
I hope so. I was hoping you'd buy it.
Well, they said.
Actually, do you know what? I'm not, because James Blake shared it with us in our group.
It looks amazing.
Well, we know love how much DOC Pizza on Ligo Street. Oh, God.
Was it sold? Yeah. How much was it?
I think I heard, the last number I heard was about 4,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's not even my fee.
Going to have to hand it around to them.
Money.
Hey, another thing
that
we...
You get paid for that.
Huh?
You get paid for that. Yeah. It's for charity.
You're not. He's joking.
Yeah,
no,
he's joking.
Of course he's getting paid.
Of course we're getting paid. It's
guys, it's for charity.
Yeah. I'm not getting paid for that.
What charity? You're doing footy club.
I'm doing it for free.
Of course you are, because you're getting that lunch with Fev.
It was just a...
I think it's for free.
No, it's not a charity.
Oh, isn't it?
No.
You're getting paid for that lunch.
Yes. I got the message. I'll show you the message. Yeah. Are you not?
I did it for free.
Idiot. They said 2-hour lunch. I said, no, it's 1-hour lunch.
Yeah, I said half. I'm only there half.
You're half there.
I'm only joking. I'm not getting paid. Hey, another thing that we do love, and I wanted to bring this up, and it's been killing me since Sunday. Now, we went and watched Melbourne United, the great Melbourne United play the Tassie Jack Jumpers.
That was brilliant. It was a great afternoon.
It was
NBL.
A great afternoon. Yeah. You've both been. Yes. We love Melbourne United. It was a grand final series, game one. Huge. People everywhere.
Massive.
Like, there's Wiley, Tommy Little, Pete Hellier, Jack Rewald, the
Eddie
Richmond
Betts.
Players, Eddie Betts.
Tones and I.
People everywhere. Yeah. And there was about, we're in front, grand final, and everyone gets got to get on, way in front. Everyone's got to get up on their feet and clap and just cheer on the boys. And all I see is this decrepit old man get up out of his seat.
He's 2 months.
With his flower top on that just was real look at me sort of stuff.
Nah, it was just a
and
nice
he walked
short...
out with about 4 minutes to go.
Two and a half minutes.
And you left before the end. You can't do that.
Oh, wow. No.
You cannot leave the game before it ends.
Wow. No, but the team, we already won. We'd got them across the line. They were 20 points
we
up.
We got them across
over.
The line. No,
that
you
was
can't
all
leave.
Over.
Do you know what's funny you say this? Because I'm a big advocate of leaving anything early.
Yeah.
And I went to the Melbourne United game about 3 weeks ago, and I went with our mate Danny, and I was in her box, and I wanted to leave and realised this is the one place you can't leave.
No, really?
Even you didn't leave.
I couldn't leave. Feel bad. I was honestly looking for the, I couldn't find the exit, and I felt like everyone was looking at us.
Because you're too busy talking to Jack Rewalt now. You're like, oh, g'day guys, I'm Husey. I watched you walk out.
Look,
you said commiserations, I read your lips. Oh,
I did.
Yeah, I read
absolutely
your lips.
Absolutely, I did. You were, God, he's got a keen eye. But you know what? We were getting an Uber, and I thought when, 15,000 people leave and need an Uber, I want to be first in line. So, and it's not easy to get an Uber on Swan Street.
So you missed the end because you didn't want to pay the surge.
You know what? It was hard getting an Uber anyway. At the end, it would have been impossible.
I told all the Melbourne United people, and if you ask for tickets next Sunday,
don't be like that.
No, you can't leave early. All these poor people that couldn't get tickets because they were sold out, and you're leaving the game
early. No, I do know. Look, I know that when I do my comedy show and people leave early.
Speaking of, we got tickets. First of all, buy them. TicketsDaveHughes.com.au.
DaveHughes.com.au, yes.
Husey, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival starts. Is that next week? March 28th.
Yeah, it starts on Easter Thursday.
Wow.
It goes
huge.
For a month, but it's going to be massive. So get along. Yeah, absolutely.
It's the best time of year. DaveHughes.com.au. Buy your tickets now. 13:10:60. Might have a couple to give away. Thanks, Husey.
I'll give you some of me cash for the... lunch.
Oh, okay.
I will have it.
All right. Can you pay for me? Or...
Yeah. We'll have
it. Thank you.
Melbourne's number one breakfast show. It's the Foxes, Fifi, Fev, and Nick. Wake up with Fifi, Fev, and Nick. On the Fox.